when you're playing the waiting game, when you're in a holding pattern, action is the antidote to anxiety. So what will I be so proud to say I did during this time of ambiguity? This is Modern Mavericks, a podcast and newsletter for those of us who want more than just a job. I'm your host and career coach, Janelle Ibrahami. Whether you're a corporate go-getter, an entrepreneurial spirit, or a powerful blend of both, you're in the right place. I'm sharing actionable advice on how to take your career power back and build something you're proud of. Together, we'll help you create a career that's meaningful and meant for you, because you're a maverick. Let's get started. Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode. It's Janelle Ibrahami at Janelle Ibrahami, and I am coming to you in this episode in the midst of an excruciating waiting game in a holding pattern. I am currently waiting to hear back from a couple different job opportunities I'm in the running for. And why is it that when you're in a holding pattern, clicking into your email or your LinkedIn is like a drug? You're constantly wondering when you're going to hear back, what are they thinking, what are the next steps, and it has the potential to take over your entire day. I lived that reality yesterday, and I am coming to you today to help you get out of that waiting game purgatory. So, first, I want to start off by saying there are so many possibilities about why you haven't heard back about a role or an opportunity that have nothing to do with your candidacy for the job. If you're racking your brain thinking, why haven't I heard from them? Where are they? Consider this. Maybe the role was filled internally, or maybe someone internal has just raised their hand for it and now they have to do due diligence and go through the process to give everyone a fair shot. If you were applying for an opportunity at a startup, maybe they didn't meet their funding goal and they have to earn some more money before they fill this role again. Maybe the recruiting team for the role decided that this job needs to pivot into something else entirely, and now it's a role that you wouldn't even want anymore. The point is, there are so many things that could be going on that you have no insight into, and it is absolutely not worth the time or energy to rack your brain thinking about what's going on. I love the Baz Luhrmann quote in his graduation speech, "Worrying is as effective as trying to solve an algebra equation by chewing bubblegum." And here's the thing, when we're in this waiting game, this holding pattern, action is the antidote to anxiety. Again, action is the antidote to anxiety. When you're in an anxious spiral about a career opportunity, or honestly, anything in life, clients and I have equated this process to dating so many times, it's important to think about what's in your control and what's not in your control. And then ultimately, you want to think about how you can control the controllables and surrender the uncontrollables. So let's dig into that a little bit more. When you control the controllables, what I am talking about is really following up on opportunities that are in flight and keeping the job search flywheel in motion. We've talked about the job search flywheel before, but let's dig into it a little bit more. First, there's fortune in the follow-up. Reach out to the recruiter or the point of contact that you've had for a specific opportunity if it's been a couple of days with no news. Ask them if they can give you an updated timeline, if they have any other updates, if there's anything that they need from you, and then know that you popping into their inbox is all you can do. That is literally all that is within your control right now. So do not rack your brain thinking, what else can I do to move myself forward? It's out of your hands at this point. This particular opportunity is out of your hands. But what about the other opportunities? And this is where the job search flywheel comes into play. The job search flywheel, now go back to the episode, How to Land a Job You Love in 2023. It breaks it down in a lot more detail, but here's the job search flywheel in a nutshell. Okay, targeted applications with referrals is number one. You want to make sure the applications you're putting out there are as targeted to the opportunities you're applying to as possible, and that your candidate brand is completely targeted. So we're talking keywords from the job descriptions. We are talking connecting with the folks who are hiring for these roles, finding referrals wherever you can. Nowadays, you can actually go onto websites that folks at different companies are just like, hey, I'm willing to be a catch-all referral to anyone. I don't even have to know you personally, but I want the employee referral bonus. So let me refer you. There are tons of people doing that. It takes a quick Google search, but make sure that your targeted applications are as targeted as possible. Part two is your strategic networking. Nowadays, it's just as likely, if not more likely, that you're going to land your next thing from someone in your strategic network than you are blind applying or cold applying to something. And I don't want to say that it's impossible, though, because in full transparency, one of the opportunities that I have in flight right now, I cold applied. I had zero connections at the company, but I did send a follow-up message to the hiring manager on LinkedIn, and they saw it, they responded to it, and flagged my resume for the recruiter. So I don't want to sit here telling you it's absolutely impossible to land a new thing just by applying online, but you give yourself a leg up, even if you don't have any connections there and can't find a random referral. Always, always, always let someone at the company know that you have applied, because maybe that's the thing that's going to make the difference. Also, within your strategic network, I want you to think about your super connected connections. You're like super connectors, those people in your life where you just think about them and you're like, they literally know everyone. How do they know that person? How do they know everyone and their mother on earth? Maybe it's Jewish geography, maybe it's something else, but I'm sure that me talking about this right now, you're already having someone pop into your mind being like, yeah, how do they know everyone? That's a super connector. And that person is so much more likely to lead you to someone else who has an opportunity than you trying to hyper focus on this one person in this one industry. If you really want to increase the opportunities that are coming into you or the possibilities that you have to play around with, connect with your super connectors, the people who have millions and hundreds of branches of people that they can put you in contact with. Send them a quick message saying, hey, as you know, I'm on the job search. I'm in the waiting game. It's feeling pretty sticky right now. I know that you are so connected and you have an incredible world around you and everyone wants to be in your world. This is what I'm looking for. Who do you know that I can chat with? Just, you know, let them know that you appreciate how connected they are and let them do what they probably love to do, because these super connected people are probably like that because they love to connect and they love to put people in touch with each other. So let them do that thing that they love to do. So that's strategic networking. And then the third part of the job search flywheel is your personal brand. And this is where I have seen the most resistance to doing this, but also the most incredible results once people get over the resistance. So your personal brand is a proactive step, just like your targeted applications, just like your strategic network. Personal branding is not just tweaking your LinkedIn profile to be SEO friendly or updating your headline. Yes, that has potential to help someone understand what you do better, but real effective and transformational personal branding requires you to actually put something out there. And the lowest hanging fruit for you to put out there is a LinkedIn post. So if you're in the position that you're looking for a new role and you don't have a job that you're afraid to see, that you're afraid we'll see a post about you looking for something, you owe it to yourself to make a post on LinkedIn about what you're looking for and how people can help you. I promise you, it is so worth it to do this. But your personal brand is not just asking for help. It's about showing what you think, what you know, and what you're doing. Share some posts. They don't have to be masterpieces. You don't have to be an incredible writer or think about any kind of like content creation hacks. Just write the first thing that comes to mind and tell us what you're thinking about, your point of view on the industry that you're excited about or looking for a job in, what you've done in the past, your opinions on someone else's news or article or piece of content and what you would add to that conversation. The possibilities are endless, but I guarantee you, getting into a consistent habit of interacting with other people's LinkedIn posts, commenting your own point of view and your own addition to what they're talking about, and creating, let's say, starting out with 2 posts a week, has the opportunity to completely transform your job search. I promise you. So those are your controllables. Now, what about the things that are outside of your control? That is literally anything else other than following up, with the people you've been in contact with and keeping your job search flywheel in motion. Anything else is out of your control. And for the uncontrollables, we want to make sure that you have mental and physical separation from your notifications. Mental and physical separation from your notifications, the centers with the little red bubbles like email, LinkedIn, and maybe text if that's how you're connecting with people for opportunity. Get you away from email, LinkedIn, and texts. So my client, Anna, in Pivot with Purpose, actually made different email inboxes for all of her general life emails that had nothing to do with the job search and a separate email specifically for the job search. That's the email she would use to apply for things, to send strategic networking emails to. So she knows that she's only going to open that email inbox twice a day. And that if she sees a little red notification bubble on the other email inbox, she can stop holding her breath because she knows it's not going to be about the job. For mental and physical separation from your notifications, we need you to invest in other parts of your life. Invest in the other parts of your life that are intentional and important. I am literally recording and producing this podcast right now while I wait for news about a few interviews and applications that I'm in the process for. My inbox is right now in the second calling out to me like a siren, but I know that I've taken care of everything that I can control for today. I've followed up with recruiters, asked for an updated timeline. I have sent out a couple of strategic networking emails. I posted something that contributed to my personal brand. I've controlled the controllables, and anything else is just going to drive me further into the anxiety spiral. So, what can I do? Invest in my passion project, which is this podcast. I am meeting a family member for dinner later today. I have my day job of running my L&D practice and wrapping up Pivot with Purpose for my clients. That's what I'm going to pour into for the rest of the day, because those are important, intentional parts of my life that still need to be fed and fostered outside of the job search. Because what's the alternative? Cancel my plans just in case they call? This isn't a Taylor Swift song. Okay. Action is the antidote to anxiety. So my challenge, my question for you right now is, what can you do today to control the controllables and separate yourself from your notifications? What can you do today, right after you finish this episode, to control the controllables and separate yourself from your notifications? One last thing I'll add is a little reflection that I gave myself earlier this morning when I started off my journaling with my tea and all that jazz. I asked myself, what would I be proud to say that I did during this time of ambiguity? When I look back on this period of the job search, what do I want to be able to proudly say I did with this time beyond just landing a job? And here's what came up for me. There were three things. First was, I built a body of work that I'm proud of and passionate about. So one of my longer term goals in diversifying my career is to create a body of work, a body of content that I'm really proud of that resonated with people. And that includes this podcast. It includes LinkedIn content, TikTok videos, and daily updates. If you're not following me on TikTok, I am now starting to post daily job search updates and what's working for me in the moment. The second thing I want to be able to say I did was that I took initiative to make money with my own resources. So while I don't have a corporate salary coming in, I am still getting resourceful to make money with diversified income streams in different ways. And that's something I'll be able to look back on and say, you know what? I'm really proud I still did that, even though I didn't have a bi-weekly direct deposit coming in. I still figured out how to diversify my income streams and make things happen without that. And the third thing I want to be able to be really proud to say is that I took excellent care of my physical and mental health. I will be the first to admit that this one needs some work. Honestly, I haven't been the greatest at fulfilling this desire, this thing that I want to be proud of to say. But I know that looking back on this time, I would be so proud of myself if I looked back and said, hey, I was navigating a lot of ambiguity, things were really confusing and stressful, and I didn't know what was going to happen next. But damn, I still prioritized my physical and mental health, and where I am today on the other side of that job search is so much healthier and grounded and thriving than it would be if I hadn't done that. So maybe another thing to ask yourself in addition to what can you do right now to control the controllables, separate yourself from your notifications, and what will you be proud to say you did during this time of ambiguity? I believe in you. This is only a season and you will make it through this waiting game. I know you will. Make sure you're following on social at Janelle Abrahami, and I'll see you on the next lunch break.